Welcome to our season review on the Anfield Raptors. I'm Morgan Neil Ackerton and Sean Rogers to go over 2021-2022, a season in which Liverpool went for Everton and Everton in the end met them halfway. there's no agenda for this one, so we're going with this very conversationally, and I think it's going to be contribution from all of us, and I think Neil, starting where we start, just had a little look just in the 5 minutes before it came on. At Norwich on the first game, and trying to go back to that, which is such a long way, isn't it? And there's so much that's gone on since, and you forget that there was no Henderson that day, no Thiago that day. I think it's Milner, Keita and Chamberlain for them. They felt like they'd had a good pre-season, is the thing to say there. And also, it felt like from the beginning, he had an idea of who he wanted to use when, and he was sort of playing that on his own terms a little bit more than he had done in previous seasons.
I think that from the first game, you can see something that you see right the way through until the second to last league game of the season, the one against Southampton, which is he's really comfortable and confident in any of his players within reason against the bottom 10 away. And I think this is a really important point that Liverpool have reached now, that ultimately this season, one of the things that I think marks it out and one of the reasons why it is as successful as it is I think it is the first time where if you got him to number his players 1 to 25, and 25 possibly being over the course of this season, Cade Gordon, he's reached a point where with the semi-exception of Cade Gordon, but it is worth remembering he starts him in the second leg semi against Arsenal, that he backs any of them in these games. So if you go through the league table, I think there's one or two anomalies in there now, all the way through, but I think on the whole, if you go through that Premier League table and look at the bottom of that table, he would pick almost any of them at Southampton, at Leeds, at Burnley, Watford, Norwich, to an extent, I think in there as well, he'd back them against Newcastle. We see when he makes the changes, when he goes Newcastle away late in the season as well. I think there's a couple in there where there's sides that are maybe a little bit more middling, and Newcastle obviously won't be middling next season for reasons we know. But to me, that's one of the things you take, and you get it in the first game, like you say, Dan. Game one there, it's Shimikas left back. It's a centre midfield three of Milner, Keita and Chamberlain, which at that point felt really, really edgy. It felt like it was a really big call from him to do that. He brings Fabinho on during that game, and he brings Elliot on during that game as well. And this is a manager who backs his preparation, backs his pre-season, but at this moment, and I think that this hasn't changed and this will still be the case going into next season as well, backs his players. And the idea, and it happens repeatedly through the campaign, that there's Liverpool teams that drop and a lot of people are like, I'm not sure here. But they only lose four games, all comps. And you can have a wider conversation, and I think one of the things that does them in by the time they get to Brighton at home is maybe the midfield is running a little bit on empty. And maybe the personnel aren't quite right in that game and aren't quite right as a blend in that game. But even in that game, there's a swing there where it could go 3-0 Liverpool on a VAR decision and goes 2-1, where a goal goes in with the ball in the sun, in the keeper's eyes. Even in that game, you can still point at the fact that, well, it was working up to that point.